Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine. It's time for part two.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this April 11th, 2023, 10:31 on the clock. Have your host, James, here, and I am joined by our good friend, J.R. Seward from Coal Banker Sear Realtors for Let's Talk Real Estate. And, J.R., you brought in a good friend of ours.
I did, and someone that's not certainly a stranger to our community. I have with us today David Farnborough. And he's going to be joining me in our discussion about Let's Talk Real Estate, but also has an interesting topic. And I don't know if it's made your on this date yet, but after you hear it today, it may.
I'm excited about that. And David, thank you for being here. Always good to see you, sir.
Good morning. Good to see you, too.
So, JR, we usually start with a market update. Is that where you want to begin?
It is. And I just want to say that I've got some exciting news today to share with our audience. But I want to, create the backdrop for that. We all know that when purchasing or selling a home, it's very important that you have sound information to make the best possible decisions. And there's so much noise out there in terms of what's happening on a national level, in terms of changes in the market, changes in the economy, those types of things. And they're all interrelated to the real estate market. And selling and buying a home is probably the largest financial decision most people will be making in their lifetime. And with that being said, it's so important in order for them to have a favorable outcome that they have the best possible information and the most current information for them to make their decisions on. So that's why we do this. And I just wanted to remind our audience of that. It's not just an opportunity to come in and talk about ourselves. We're really here to talk about the market and to help inform our listeners of what's going on in the real estate market.
I'll certainly be the first to tell you that if you're looking for something in this industry, you go to Coal Banker. That's my opinion. That's how I feel about it. And that's just me talking here. What I've always appreciated about the way you handle this show is you don't necessarily do that. While, yes, you promote Coal Banker, of course, and all those things, we're talking about a market update. It's not the Coal Banker update. It's, you know, I always appreciate the way that your approach to this. So I think that's it's nice to go over that.
Thank you for that. And hopefully our listeners appreciate that too. So with that, let's jump in. When I was putting together the statistical information for today's show, I was quite surprised at what actually has taken place in the first quarter. I would say, David, if I was to ask you just based on your sense, you know, in the market, and James, you probably would say, well, the market is lagging a bit, you know, and that it's something that, you know, higher interest rates, you know, not enough inventory, those types of things. Much to my surprise, now through the month of March, so the end of the first quarter, our market in terms of number of residential properties is up 2%. There's been 2% more sales. So almost exactly the same. I mean, 93 homes have sold this year in our entire greater Wisconsin Rapids area, as opposed to 91 a year ago. I took and looked back even another year further to say, okay, am I just not remembering this right? And it was 95 2 years ago. And to me, that's like, wow. And 2 years ago, I think we would all agree that the real estate market was crazy. And it was talked about on the, you know, all platforms of media, and here you're hearing all this other stuff about, you know, sellers having to make major concessions and the market changing and that type of thing, and we're definitely not seeing that here. The numbers don't lie, so that that I thought was rather interesting and counterintuitive to maybe some of the messaging that we're getting.
That consistency seems really important in this field too.
Exactly,
like it seems like a big important piece of data to go into whether you're buying or selling a home.
But that's here.
Right, right.
And in our area has never really been an area that saw really high highs and low lows, despite the economic changes. And we've gone through a lot of them. You know, over the last, 10 to 15 years.
Oh, yeah.
So I find it fascinating that it speaks to how solid a real estate investment is in our area. That if people are like, gee, I just don't know if this is a good idea or not. I'm, long term, what if I'm going to be losing money? And I think you've always heard me say that for our area, as long as you're not on a, get rich quick, track.
You're not Homer Simpson.
That you're going to make a good long-term investment in owning real estate in our area. So with that, let's talk about the average sale price. Average sale price is up over last year, which that has gone now the average sale price is almost $180,000. It's $179,000, rounding off to the nearest hundred, $179,900, as opposed to $168,000 or almost $169,000 a year ago. That's a 6% increase year over year. So again, that speaks to me that our market is continuing to trend in a positive direction.
Seems healthy.
It does. It is healthy. I wasn't satisfied with that. Went back and looked again. Where were we a year ago? And last year, there was a 13% increase year over year. So has the escalating prices slowed? Yes, it has. Yeah, has it gone the other direction? Absolutely not. I mean, 6% year over year is still solid.
Yeah, yeah. Very interesting.
And then from there, we look at average days on market. And this one took me by surprise. In our show a couple of months ago, we saw that the average days on market were ticking up.
Right.
And definitely had plateaued. It's gone the other direction.
Yeah.
And I didn't see that coming.
I didn't either. Well, to be honest with you, JR, I didn't know if there was a typo.
Right?
I didn't know on my sheet.
Then maybe I inverted it, right?
Yeah, yeah. So it's very cool to see. I'm very happy to see it. But it is one of those ones you do a double take looking at.
Yes, for sure. And so for the first quarter of 2023, the average days on market is 66. And keep in mind, our listeners have to remember this, this is from the day it hits the market to the closing date, and 30 to 45 of those days are when it's under contract, to prepare for the closing, such as the home inspection, the appraisal, satisfying the financing contingency, those types of things. Which means then, if you do the math on that, basically it's on the open market on average, a little over 30 days before it goes under contract. David, what's been your experience with that?
I have experienced that myself, but it's worth bearing in mind that an average is an average. So if you have a property that's in beautiful condition and very nicely presented, you can find that that goes in a couple of days after being on the market. Whereas if you find a house that's a fixer-upper, that could be on the market for a lot longer before they get an accepted offer. And then the average, of course, is somewhere in between those two.
Yes.
I apologize. I'm so familiar with David, and I figure our audience is. I didn't introduce you really properly. David, yes. Would you mind giving us your credentials here a little bit? So they don't think we just brought David in for that wonderful voice.
I appreciate that. Thanks very much, James. Yes, I am a realtor and broker associate at Coldwell Banker. My background is in real estate in the UK. I've been in Wisconsin Rapids for the past 14 years. And in 2018, I qualified as a real estate salesperson. So, and I've been with JR since last year and loving the community and loving real estate.
Mm. Yeah, we appreciate you being a part of it, Dave.
Thank you. Yeah. And you.
We're very fortunate to have David be on our team. Mm. I love his perspective and, mm-hmm. and his way that he looks at things. And probably the thing that I respect and appreciate the most is his involvement in the community. Mm-hmm. He's involved at many different levels, and it's something that aligns with, you know, our, you know, core and who we are.
Hear, hear.
So, I talked about average days of market mm-hmm. running 66 for this year, and now we go into that sold price versus list price.
Yeah. And again, I think there's a typo on your sheet, JR.
There's
I think
not, no, James. No, there's not. No. There's not. It's higher than it was a year ago.
So one of the things that I like when we get towards the end of this with the market update is putting this all together mm-hmm. and seeing where we're at then. And mm-hmm. it's every month, it while there are changes, there is such a consistency as well, going back again to that how comforting that is in this market to have some consistency. So getting to that sold price, you come to this. I'm just a layman. When you see this, all this data put together, what is it saying to you, mm-hmm. especially about that sold price?
It says that there's still high demand out there, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. Go ahead, David.
Yes, I recently put a home on the market, went on the market on Friday. This was a beautiful home that had been very well maintained over the years. And then very savvy seller did some modifications to it just before we sold. And also we brought in a home stager to help with presenting the home at its very best. And we managed to get 9 offers in the day and the day of marketing and the day after it went on the market.
Wow.
And an offer was accepted in just over 24 hours. I'm not allowed to talk about the terms of the offer because it's all confidential. Mm-hmm. But let's just say it was a substantial offer.
Nice. Interesting. I appreciate the details in the story. I think that's not only noteworthy for people out there listening, but it's just also good to hear for our community. Like, even if you're not buying or selling a home, as we've learned through JR throughout the years and everything, a city, a town, an area's economy can often be, you know, see how it's doing when it's looking at its real estate industry and how that is doing. So there's a lot of factors there. That's really interesting to hear, David. Thank you. When it comes to land sales, JR, if you want to move on to land sales,
yeah.
That is okay.
Go right ahead.
That
James.
One is a little more to talk about there. There's some conversation to have with those
there
numbers.
There is. That's down significantly year over year. Last year at this time, there were 19 different land sales. Now, keep in mind that for the data that our MLS collects, land sales include a lot, you know, that might be in a subdivision mm-hmm. and 80 acres of hunting land. They're all you know, put into that same bucket. That being said, there's been a total of 10 only this year versus 19 a year ago. So that's a significant drop. And excuse me, there was a real surge, wouldn't you say, David, a couple of years ago, during and following the pandemic, where there was quite an increase in that area?
I think there was, but that was driven by a lot of new home building. Hmm. And also COVID meant that a lot of people invested the extra money they had into the modifying their own homes, and that drove a demand in building materials, which sent all the prices of building materials rocketing.
Yep.
So it all went up, and then over the following year it declined.
It did. But I don't want our listeners to get the impression that there's not still a demand for acreage, because that still exists. All of us at Coldbanker Street Realtors have clients that are waiting for a sizable parcel, you know, that could be used for hunting or recreation or that type of thing, to come on the market. And to use, you know, your saying that you've mentioned, I think your pops, you know, used to say, you know, they ain't making no more, right?
You buy land, God ain't making any more of it. It's one of the most solid investments you can do for yourself, that you can do for your family. It's something that can be handed down. It's also one of those things, too, like I've mentioned this before as well, like a lot of there is no retirement plan for actors or musicians or a lot of people. So what do? A lot of people buy real estate. They will have a land. I've got my place in New York. I've got my place in L.A. When my career washes up, I sell the place in New York or what have you. Like, it's been done since Paul Newman. Like, it's been going on for a very long time doing things like that. Like, the investment that you have with this is smart. And I don't know if this necessarily from shoehorning this in or not, but I did just see earlier today this article about millennial home ownership in Milwaukee is the third highest in the U.S. in recent years.
Wow.
We talked about this back during the pandemic.
You remember that?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
Now we're seeing here a couple of years later, we're seeing how much that has grown to the third highest in the nation. Home ownership is becoming more and more of a thing. Renting is becoming less and less of a thing.
Which is the opposite, James, of what all the demographic experts were saying about millennials.
Yeah.
And that one was, I didn't see that coming.
Mm-hmm.
Because we talked about that at least a couple of years ago, that the surge that we've seen in the real estate market is because that demographic of individuals, they said they don't want responsibility. They want to be renters. They want to put their time, money, and energy into life. And here it turns out that wasn't what they were thinking.
Oh, you were saying this when those people were saying that. You were saying this right here, that's not what you were seeing. That's not what the data was showing you. And more we're seeing this now, where people are kind of tired of, and it's not to, I mean, there's renting for a reason. People have to rent at times. But for the most part, people are kind of looking at this like, again, an investment in not just my land or my community, an investment in myself, an investment in what I want to do, the kind of life that I want to live.
So it's a great way for a family or an individual to build wealth. Because we all have some type of housing expense, you know, for having a roof over our head.
Yeah.
And it becomes a choice of where you're going to put it. And if you have the opportunity to own a home, and there's some great programs out there. We both know, don't we, David, lenders that have programs to assist first-time buyers in getting in a home with little to no money down, especially with our area qualifying for rural development.
Right. We have a lot of different plans available via the different lenders. There's some who will pay your down payment, some who will give you a sizable contribution towards closing costs, and some even grants for repairs and home improvements.
Wrapping up our update, commercial sales, how is that looking?
About even. It's a small number. We know that, you know, it's been, you know, overall, I'd say looking back more than just 3 months, last year was definitely a very good year for commercial sales. Right now, there's been three closings that have been in the commercial area versus 4 years ago. When you're dealing with small numbers like that, that looks like a huge, you know, that's like a 25% drop.
Yeah.
But when you're only, when you've got such a small sample, it's really, it's off by one property.
Like a lot of things, these market, this market update we do with you, JR, is wonderful information. But just like when we talk about national news and stuff, you need to look at a story in the local, how it affects your zip code. You may see a story, they're doing this, they're doing that, but you have to see, well, are they buying and selling in my neighborhood? Are they, or is this a national story?
And that's right.
It's important to look at those fine details.
Yeah, very, very much so. So on a little lighter note, David's going to talk to us about St. George's Day.
St. George's Day. What is this, David?
So do you know when St. George's Day is?
No.
Okay. I didn't either.
All right. Well, most people in the U.S. seem to know when St. Patrick's Day is because it's celebrated with a lot of alcohol and a lot of green clothes and a lot of merriment.
Yeah.
Some people, those of Scottish descent, even know when St. Andrew's Day is, but not many people celebrate St. George's Day. Now, St. George is the patron saint of England, not the United Kingdom, just England on its own, because St. Andrew, as you know, is the Scottish patron, and Wales has St. David. And Ireland has St. Patrick, but St. George.
You would think you'd want to celebrate St. David,
wouldn't
you?
Right.
Yeah, well, yeah. I celebrate St. David's Day too. That is on the 1st of March.
That's okay.
I've got one Welsh friend here in Wisconsin Rapids, but none of them at home. So St. George became the patron saint of England in the early medieval days. And it sort of happened gradually. St. George was a Christian in Lydia, which is in what we would call Turkey today. And he was around about 1,000 years ago. And legend has it that he was a very brave and honorable man, and he embodied the chivalric spirit that so many of us admire. And he was really revered in the country of Georgia before he was revered in England, because that's where the earliest legends about him come from. In fact, he's the patron saint of Georgia as well as England.
Wow.
But also several other countries.
Ethiopia being one of them.
That's crazy. Wow, that's interesting.
The legend has it that there was a city that was being terrorized by a dragon, and the dragon would require the people of the town periodically to bring them two sheep as a sacrifice. Mm-hmm. And if they couldn't find any sheep, they'd have to bring a human, and the human to be sacrificed was decided by drawing lots. Now, unfortunately, it was the king's daughter who was selected, and that made it a somewhat more urgent problem for the king to get the the dragon dealt with.
Yeah.
So he asked various people if they could do something, and they said, well, sorry, so just because it's your daughter, I don't think so. But then along came St. George, and he's typically pictured riding on a horse with a lance, wearing a shield with the cross of St. George, which is a red cross on a white background, and he defeated the dragon. And the king said, as they usually do in such stories, you can have all my treasure. And St. George, being a good Christian, said, no, let's give it all to the poor. So he did.
Wow.
So it's because of those traits which are considered things to which we should all aspire that he was adopted as the patron saint of England at about 1350 AD, and he has been ever since. We don't really celebrate it like the Irish do St. Patrick, what you'll usually see is you'll see a St. George's flag coming up when international soccer matches
oh,
are played.
Oh, right, yeah.
And you'll see the red and white flags mm-hmm. with the red cross.
So David is going to be doing a celebration on St. George's Day. You want to touch on that?
Yep. And what I'll be doing is I will be inviting you to come into our office at Coldwell Banker, 325 8th Street South. And St. George's Day falls on a Sunday, so I'm actually doing my celebration on the 24th of April. Mm. And I'd like you to come in and have some English tea with me. So I'll bring awesome. Some hot tea. Sorry, there's no Georgia iced tea or anything like that.
Nicely done, David.
I'll bring some tea, and I'll also bring some refreshments. And we can talk real estate, or you can just come in to say hello.
Awesome idea.
I should say that should be around 2:30 to 4:30 on Monday the 24th.
Yeah.
I love history so much. I'm such a history nerd. You just made my day, David. I didn't know any of that. That is so interesting.
Well, as long as you're not falling asleep.
It's tough to find something that James doesn't know about or hasn't heard before.
Yeah, that is really – I'm going to be going down a rabbit hole with that stuff. Getting into that, I do have to say as a side note, got it pretty good nowadays. Medieval real estate, like being a real estate agent back in the medieval times, that's difficult. All right, we got this great castle building here. Have some troubles with dragons. A little bit of dragon problems, but that's okay. It's a nice, it's a fixer-upper. It's a nice castle, but it's a fixer-upper with dragons.
Thanks for that segue, because I believe that this history shows that even the king needed an advocate.
Yes.
And our listeners that are out there that may be wondering whether or not this is a good time to sell their home or to buy a home, you need an advocate also. Mm-hmm. And I would encourage you to give us a call, stop in, talk to one of our very experienced and qualified associates, and find out exactly what your options are, and we'll help you figure out if this is the best time.
There are so many great tools for people that are available, not just from the great people there, but also the website, coldwellbanker.com. There is the My Home Value tool, the Revitalize Move Meter. There's a lot of different things that are available for you. If people have follow-up questions, they want to know more, they want to double-check that information so they can be there to celebrate St. George Day with you, David. How can they get in touch with you, gentlemen? JR, how can they reach you?
Just give us a call at 424-4800 or stop in at 325 8th Street South. We're right across from Cravings Coffee Shop. Mm.
Yeah. And any of our associates will be happy to give you a very accurate valuation of your home, because it's great what you can do with the tools on the internet, but the internet hasn't been inside your home and hasn't seen that you updated the windows and replaced the furnace.
Yep, good point.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Yep. That personal stuff, it only comes when you're in person, when you can really mm-hmm. talk to a person face-to-face. You can do that with our good friends at Coldwell Banker, so your realtors. Always enjoy the time. Thank you so much, JR. David, thanks so much for joining us today. That was a lot of fun.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
I'm looking forward to next month already. Thank you again for the time.
You're welcome, James. Thanks.
We'll have more Morning Magazine for you tomorrow right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, where we are locally grown radio.